It's hour number two of this week's Blues Before Sunrise.
Shuffleboard. Everybody's playing shuffleboard. Yeah, man, I got no toes in my shoes. I always count score up in twos. Boss, I got them shuffleboard blues. Yeah, man, I shuffle round in tans of blues. I listen to the jeers and boos. Boss, I got them shuffleboard blues. Now let me tell you, Mr. Man, I knock them off if I can. My kids, they need a shirt or two. Mister, I am really blue. Them awful shuffleboard blues. Yeah, man, I got no weights and no sense. Done played this game with no 20 cents. That's why I got them shuffleboard blues. Now they've got a game around here, a kind of foolish game of you here. They call it shuffleboard and stuff, and them players never get enough. Every old tavern in the town has them old shuffleboards around. When I get my paycheck, Lord, I look me up a shuffleboard. Yeah, man, I got no toes in my shoes. I always count score up in twos. Boss, I got some shuffleboard blues.
I almost won that game, boss. I didn't know the man could shoot so straight. Did you notice how long his arm was? When he let loose the weight, the thing was halfway down the board. I'll pay tomorrow, boss.
Now let me tell you, Mr. Man, I knock them off if I can. My kids, they need a shirt or two. Mister, I am really blue. Them awful shuffleboard blues. Yeah, man, I got no weights and no sense. Done played this game with no 20 cents. That's why I got them shuffleboard blues. Oh, Mr. Boss Man, I've got them shuffleboard blues.
How about just one more game, boss? No? Out of my way, Bucket.
All right, Scatman Crothers. And that dates from November 1949. Actually, the original 78 of that is something that I own, and it's, I always considered it one of my most valuable possessions to have that 78 because I'd never seen it anywhere else. Now it's issued on CD, so I guess I could probably take it out for skeet practice or something. Scatman Crothers gets us started on hour number two. It is hour number two, Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase. And we're working this week from an old playlist. If you're just now joining us, I explained all this during hour number one. This was a playlist originally, a program that was broadcast July 14th of 1991. Oddly enough, it happened to be late night Saturday, early Sunday morning. It's funny the way that calendar works out. And we're trying to find all of the records I can find in my collection about gambling. About poker, horses, roulette wheel, dice, the numbers, anything else you can think of. And we're going to start this next set, all gambling themes, with Dinah Washington and the Gambler's Blues.
But I think I've got it bad. I ain't sure I know what love is, but I sure must have it bad. Well, it's all just a gamble, and that's enough to drive a woman mad. They say love's a proposition. Say it's strictly give and take. Yes, they say love's a proposition. Claim it's mostly give and take. Stocks are fake. Well, I don't claim to be no gambler, and I ain't handy with the dice. No, I don't claim to be no gambler, and I don't know much about the dice. What I kind of crap out twice. Say love will make you drink and gamble. Love will make you stay out all night long. Yes, love will make you drink and gamble. Love will make you stay out all night long. Now you left me with no warning. Don't know the reason why. You just got up one morning, didn't even say goodbye. But I love you, baby.
Gone. Bookie's office? Yeah, man, what's the lead? 7 crazy. Oh, I can't play the numbers the bookies won't put them in. No, no, no more numbers the bookies won't put them in. Well, the Kefauver committee is pulling those bookies in. Have you heard the news about that new gambler's tax? Have you heard the news about that new gambler's tax? Well, that new stamp law is bound to break your back. Well, you might get lucky and hit the numbers one day. Maybe you might get lucky and hit the numbers one day. If you ever do, the bookies don't have to pay. No, look out, bookies! One. When the numbers come out, you won't have no fun. I can't play the numbers, the bookies won't put them in. No, no more numbers, the bookies won't put them in. Well, the Kefauver committee is pulling those bookies in. Look out for that committee.
Hey, there's the best of the Winoni Harris imitators, H-Bomb Ferguson, and the Bookies Blues from January 1952. It rounds out our set. We started with Dinah Washington for the Mercury label on the Gambler's Blues, 1952. Clark Terry on trumpet, Russell Prokop on alto, Paul Gonzalez on tenor, also Beryl Booker on piano, Jimmy Cobb on the drums. Dinah Washington, Gambler's Blues. Then Amos Milbourn on the Aladdin label. It wasn't everything that he did during those days on Aladdin. Pool Playing Blues from December 1947. And that led us around H-Bomb Ferguson and the Bookies Blues. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. Our theme this week is gambling, all sorts of games of chance. And who knows more about it than your friend and mine, Pigmeat Markham?
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait, now let me get a word in sometime. Don't talk so damn much. You look at the chef is going to the grocery store. You always talking about you want to shoot dice.
Want to shoot dice.
You done got your little paycheck?
Yeah.
I'm going to take it from him. Bend down and let's get out of here with it, Jack. Look here, don't grab them. Don't stop with grabbing the dice here.
Look, man, you don't have to tell me about how to play dice. I was born shooting dice.
You was born shooting dice?
I was born shooting dice.
You mess with my money, you going to die that way, too. Put it down on my right there. Put it down, Jack. Yeah, yeah. Oh, look at that.
I've been waiting for you.
Baby needs some shit. Ha, Sim, ha, ha. Put two more down. Put it down, put it down. No, don't grab. Don't do that. Put it down. Come on, drive. Lord, you want oil down and get from around it, Jackie. Ha. Blow on that. Blow on, blow on. Ah, that's that. No, I better rub it right good there. You don't get right. Come on, man. Better another 10 now right there.
Yeah, that's all
I got. Ah, I got to fold that now.
Hey, boy. Hey, son. This is the Reb is talking to you.
Look, Reb, look.
The Reb is talking.
Reb, look, I'm
don't shoot dice Reb,
I'm
Sunday.
Trying to make a damn phone out of it.
Now, wait, respect the Reb now. I got the word in my hand. Don't go do that now.
Reb, You're going to fool around and lose all your Blue Cross in one day. Get on with me now. Yeah. I'm trying to make a fool,
son,
man.
My church is right down the street.
Well, you go ahead down there to the church.
Now, wait a minute, son.
This ain't no church, yeah.
Don't try to abuse Rev.
I'm going
to
bruise your damn head if you don't get on with me.
Look here, son. Don't shoot dice on Sunday morning.
Rev.
Do like the Rev tell you to do, son. I'm trying to save your soul, son.
My soul, I'm trying to save this for you right now. You're going to... Go ahead down to your place where you at.
Son, look here. Wait a minute. Hey, you know, if you just got to shoot the dice, put some in Reb's hat. Oh, Reb, bro, Reb ain't got nothing. Reb ain't got a dime. Now, y'all both give me $1 apiece.
Now, go ahead.
That's all right. That's nice. Now, let me tell you, son.
You don't talk to them that much. Now, go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Shoot the four.
Now, hey, son. Now, when y'all started shooting the dice.
Look, Reb. Look, I ain't going to ask you no more now. I done told you, I'm asking nice. I'll slap the shavings out of you directly.
Now, you do what, son?
I say, I'll slap the shavings out of you.
Now, remember, the Reb ain't no tender. You know that, don't you?
Well, you're going to be tender. You better come
all
on,
right,
man.
Now,
come on, man.
I want to go on down here and straighten things out, but I don't want you to think.
Ten! I'm going to make this 10 the hard way, Jack.
Make 10 the hard way? Hey, son. Well, what did you hear you say? You going to make 10 the hard way?
You got good ass, ain't you?
Well, damn if old Reb be going to get some of this himself.
But you a preacher.
Don't worry about that. Don't do as I do. Do as I said do. You understand?
Hey, Reb.
You going to make 10 the hard way?
This ain't no church, Reb.
I don't give a damn now. Come on, I'm going to put my money down now.
Reb, you know what you're saying?
You said you're going to make 10 the hard way.
That's what I said.
All right, then. I want to see what you're going to do. All right. How you doing right now? Hey, drop them dice, son. Drop them dice. Look like you trying to shoot some tops on old Reb here. No, you all right. Go ahead now.
Hey, Reb.
Let me hear some music when you
Reb,
shoot.
You ain't ever shot dice before?
No, I saw the boy shoot them, though. Now, I'm telling you that right now. But I ain't ever
shot the boy.
I saw the boy shoot them.
You come talking about them tops and things
well,
like that.
I don't want you to mess around here and get hurt.
No, I ain't gonna mess around.
Uh-huh. Hey, son. What the hell? What are you looking for? Don't be looking all around like that. Run into the dice and grab them and roll them all out.
Run into them.
Run into them.
Reb, are you sure you ain't never shot no dice before?
I saw somebody shoot them before, son. I ain't never shot no dice.
Well, you grab them dice again, I'm going to close your eyes. You ain't going to see so damn much here.
You don't think so?
I know that.
All right, don't try to cheat the Reb. That's don't cock that thumb. Drop that thumb down. Don't do that to the Reb, son. Look like the Reb got this hair. Look like we ain't gonna get along.
Grab my dice. I done told you, man. I don't want no stuff like that.
But
we done give you $1, didn't we?
Yeah, but that's all
why
right.
Why don't you go on down there with them old sisters
but,
down there where you know
what I'm saying? Respect me. I'm the Reb.
Respect you.
And I got
you. I don't respect you. What you mean respect you?
No, don't grab me like that.
What you mean respect you?
You're doing wrong now, son.
You mean do it wrong.
Don't run your hand in my chest. Don't do that, boy. Don't do that, son.
Now
get your hand over my clothes.
Hey, Gregory.
Don't do that to me. I told you, I'm a Reb and I'm a powerful Reb.
The Reb got a knife, yeah.
And Reb ain't on the guard knife. Reb will cut the hell out you. Doggone your soul. Don't be grabbing me up in my bosom.
Wait a minute, Reb.
I'll dejug you. Doggone your soul.
We're just kidding on you.
I don't care. Don't care with the Reb
you
like that.
You can't take a joke. Oh, so, Reb.
You don't know me, boy.
Oh, we just playing with
I'll
you.
I'll preach heaven and then cut the hell out of
you. You wasn't serious?
Doggone your soul. Don't you mess with me like that.
Reb, ain't you ashamed to carry a knife around here like that?
I don't worry about me. I know what I'm doing.
Okay, Reb.
Who the old gal coming here? Look at the other. Good looking old gal coming here. Let the Reb get straight up.
Let's get the game going on here.
Huh?
We've been winning our money for 2 weeks.
Honey, don't shake the camera. No, don't hustle on this side, Treat. Old Reb, but this is my side.
Go on
the other side.
How about you, Sonny
boy?
No, baby, I ain't giving up nothing but tombstones. You got to be dead to get one of them.
Put that
on
the street,
I'm like this all my life.
Why don't you give me
a look, honey, don't shake your cat in my face. Go on with me. Go ahead. I'm losing my money now.
Oh, you three guys think you're smart, huh? Well, you take this, and you take this, and ask that's for you, Red. Well, you take that.
Hey, Red! Huh? She's gonna dress in your face!
I'll take that!
I gamble on your love, baby, and got a losing hand. I gamble on your love, baby, yes, and got a losing hand. Your ways keep changing like the shifting desert sand. While I was playing fair, baby, you played a cheating game. While I was playing fair, baby, you played a cheating game. I know you didn't care, but I love you just the same. I thought I'd be your king, baby. Yes, and you could be my queen. I thought I'd be your king, baby. Yes, and you could be my queen. But you used me for your joker, 'cause I thought your deal was clean. Well, you did me pretty, baby, I declare I'll never understand. Well, you did me pretty, baby, I declare I'll never understand. I gamble on your love, baby. Hey, 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 got a losing hand.
Riverboat Dave was his name. He gambled from sunrise till sundown. Jack of diamonds was his game.
No one saw him hide. The Jack of Diamonds, oh, Jack of Diamonds, oh. blues. Well, I pawned my watch and rings. Lord, I pawned all my clothes. Yes, pawned my watch and rings. Yes, I even pawned my clothes. The landlord threw me out of doors. Well, baby went away and left me not a long, long time ago.
Track one day. They had a little money, but they were most too scared to play. Sal said to James, I believe I'll try one time. Sal said to James, I believe I'll try one time. If we win this race, we'll have cash on the line. I'm gonna bet my money on the horse and gray. I believe that my soul is gonna win this race. Run, horse, and lay your big feet down. If we lose this race, we got to come back to town. Let it run, jockey, let it run. Wholesome line. Jockey boy, give that wholesome line. If we lose this race, we got to walk back to town. Here they come from the quarter to the half. Here they come from the quarter to the half. My horse is in the lead if you can hold out to the last. I said, run, race horse, run. Run, race horse, run. Jockey boy, give that horse some life.
¶¶ was my ace in the hole, but he done me wrong. He was my ace in the hole, but he done me wrong. He left me to cry salty tears. I've been crying so many years, those bitter tears. My ace, but he done me wrong. It's a poor rat, ain't got but one hole. It's a poor rat, ain't got but one hole. Look out for that day when your ace runs wild. Don't let him know that he cramped your style. Get number two when your ace is through. There are better fish down in the sea. There are better fish down in the sea. Look out, old ace, or you'll lose this play. Some other horse will steal your hay. There are better fish down in the sea. But he done me wrong. He was my ace in the hole, but he done me wrong. He left me to cry salty tears. I've been crying so many years, those bitter tears. My ace, but he done me wrong.
Yeah, there's the Griffin Brothers featuring Margie Day on the vocals and Ace in the Hole from 1952. It rounds out an extended set. Let's see, we started with Pigmeat Markham and Company from 1972 and the Crap Shootin' Riff. Then we listened to Ray Charles' early days. He was on Atlantic, and this from May of 1953, Losing Hand, Ray Charles. After Ray, we had Ruth Brown, also on Atlantic, Jack of Diamonds, from March of 1956. We listened to Roy Brown and Gamblin' Man from December of 1952. Also, one we didn't have the first time around, we added it like 30 years later, Edward White, known as the Great Gates. That was his performing name, Great Gates, and the Racetrack Blues, from May of 1949, and that led us around to Margie Day with the Griffin Brothers and Ace in the Hole. If you're just now joining us, it's Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing, and we're working from an old playlist. How old? Well, this program originally was done back July 14th of 1991. I think we'd been on the air about 11 years, and the first 10 of it was in the Chicago area. Downtown Chicago is where we broadcast from. But starting in 1990, everybody was excited because all of the NPR programs were going on the NPR satellite. And so, I don't know, I mentioned it to our program director at the time, and he thought that was a pretty good idea. And surprisingly enough, it worked. So, let's see, what would it have been? About 7 months into our experiment on the satellite, we did this program originally. Let's change the pace a little bit. Switch from R&B. We'll go back to pre-war recordings. By the way, for those of you that have been following our Ethel Waters series, I am going to play Ethel Waters records right after we do these. We start this set off with Blind Willie McTell.
I will play this song that I made myself. Originated it from Atlanta. It's the three different margins of tunes. Well, Jesse was a gambler, night and day. He used crooked cards and dice. He was a sinful boy, good-hearted, but had no soul. His heart was hard and cold like ice. Little Jesse was a wild, reckless gambler, won a gang of change. And a many gambler's heart he left in pain. Little Jesse began to lose his money, but he was all alone. And his heart had even turned to stone. The police walked up and shot my friend Jester down. His boys are got to die today. He had a gang of crap shooters and gamblers at his bedside. But hear the words he had to say. I guess I ought to know how I want to go. How you want to go, Jesse? I want 8 crap shooters for my Paul Barons. Let them all be dressed down in black. I want 9 men going to the graveyard, but only 8 men's coming back. I want a gang of gamblers gathered around my coat and side, with a crooked card fretted on my hearse. Don't say the crap shooters will never grieve over me. My life been a doggone curse. Send poker players to the graveyard. Dig my grave with an ace of spades. I want 12 police in my film march. High sheriff playing blackjack leading the parade. I want the judge in Solicitor who jailed me 14 times. Put a pair of dice in my shoes. Let a deck of cards be my tombstone. I got the dying crab shooter's blues. I want 16 real good crab shooters. 16 bootleggers to sing a song. 16 bug riders gambling with a cup of tins barred while I'm rolling along. He wanted 22 women out of the Hamilton Hotel. 26 off of South Bell. 29 women out of North Atlanta. Know that little Jesse didn't pass out so swell. His head was aching, heart was thumping. Little Jesse went down, bouncing and jumping. Folks, don't be standing around Jesse crying. He wants everybody to do the Charleston while he's dying. 1 foot up, a toenail dragging. Throw my buddy Jesse in the hoodoo wagon. I'm your mama with that can of booze. He got the dying crap shooter's blues passing out with the dying crap shooter's blues.
Hey, boy. Boy, you want to gamble? Yeah, I'll gamble anywhere and anytime. What you want to do? Skin? No, skinning going out of style, Big Shorty. Where's you been? What you want to do? I shoot you some crib. You got some crib? Yeah, I got a deck of ponies here. You can look them over and see how you like them. Let's see them. That is. Who you going to shoot these mules at? Abraham. Anybody. You see, I ain't none of Abraham. Yeah, but you beat him if you paid him long enough. $1.25 I go. You gentle your money. I'm gentling mine. I shoot $1 flat. No, you didn't understand me. I said $1.25 I go, man. I heard what you said, Yellow, but you didn't hear what I said. I said I'm shooting $1 flat. I'm cutting. I'm going to cut your bat flame head if you stick your hands in here after I hit your lick. Come on out of there, Willow. Coming on out. Set them down. No, I'm coming out for punch. Set the dice down. I say I'm coming out for punch. You coming out there and get your head cut if you don't set them down. Daddy dice is, man. You make a man cut your head. Show them. Don't look for me. Run into them. Ain't nobody look for you. I done found you. Partner, when you see me break my arm like that, that means I done caught you. I don't care if you break your devilish neck, just since you break it on time, yeah? Come on. Oh, baby, this here's me. Huh? How's that? What'd you do there? I broke balls. Look here. If you don't catch him no better than that, you catch my dice 47. That's what you do. Toss your dice before they stop rolling. You must didn't catch him before they stop rolling. Well, come on out of that with them. Don't come holding dice up like
I
that.
I got to come out with them.
Well, what you going to do, fight?
I'd assume to fight.
Nobody care nothing about you.
Well, I don't love you, you know.
What you fixing to do now?
I'll smack the taste out you, boy. Don't you fool with my money here.
Yeah, if you do, you'll catch up with Lindbergh, too.
You don't see no wings on my shoulder, do you?
Put some on them,
though. That's right, baby.
Up it. Don't choke them, Dice.
They ain't got no collar on. How can I choke them?
Come on out of there with them.
I'm coming out. Huh? Left. I see I better pick my money up and go on home, because you're going to start off.
Now put mine down, but I caught them.
I caught this, too.
You didn't understand. I said, throw mine out.
I heard what you said, but you didn't hear what I said. I said, I caught this.
What you doing, taking that?
No, I got this.
You bad. You bad. Just yeah. Keep it.
No, you bad. You run around. You take what you want. Here it is. Get it.
I'm going to get it all right now.
How you going to get it?
Put my money down.
Don't come up on me. Back up off me.
Put my money down.
Quit backing up on me.
Put my money
down. Back
hit
up
me.
On
that ain't fair to beat me up like that. Cut down.
Boy, let me tell you something. Don't you do that. Don't gamble with me that way. I'll kill you and carry this graveyard myself. I got killing the stuff.
Our Father in heaven, that job will be done. That job will be done. Let the good ways go on up above. Then let your kingdom come. If I was so sick, baby, baby, deep down in the sea. If I was so sick, mama, mama, deep down in the sea. After me, but I went up on the mountain, but I fell out from my bended knee. I went up on the mountain, and I fell out from my bended knee. My Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, refuge me. Sometimes every girl in my mama should kneel down and pray sometimes. He always shoot up cabins and he never sank a dime. God, how much do you know what much it means? Just one full of trouble, baby, and a heart full of misery.
Piano Kid Edwards and the Gambling Man's Prayer Blues from December 1930 on the Paramount label, which is probably why it sounds so ragged. That was probably a brand new record for Paramount there. The records were so rough sounding. Let's see, we started with Blind Willie McTell, and he was recorded for the Library of Congress with John Lomax there. That was November 5th of 1940. And the Dying Gambler's Blues from November, Dying Crap Shooter's Blues was the name of that, from November of 1940. Then we listened to Tampa Red and Georgia Tom accompanying, but they didn't do any vocals. Foster and Harris, who were listed as Ma Rainey's boys, were the guys who were putting on the skit there. That was the Alley Crap Game from September 1928. That brought us around to Piano Kid Edwards and the Gambling Man's Prayer Blues from December of 1930. Once again, you're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. If you've been following our Ethel Waters series, we've taken a vow to play all of the studio recordings that Ethel Waters did from 1921 through 1941. And this morning on our program, we're in the 10th session of Ethel's career. The very first session was done for Cardinal, and everything since then has been for Black Swan, which was the first Black-owned record label. This week, we're going to feature records that were on the Paramount label. Black Swan went out of business after 2 years, and they sold all their masters to the Paramount label, and I think a lot of their artists went over there, including Ethel Waters. So Ethel is on the Paramount label. This is a session from March 25th of 1924. She's accompanied here by Joe Smith on trumpet and Pearl Wright on piano. Pearl Wright would become her longtime accompanist. The two sides that she did was "Tell 'Em About Me," and in parentheses it says "When You Get to Tennessee." And then the second side is "You'll Need Me When I'm Long Gone," Ethel Waters and her 10th recording session.
At the railroad station, my heart was filled with pain. My best pal, his best gal, got tickets for an evening train. While thinking of Mammy and old Uncle Ned, as I stepped through the gate, I said, "Tell 'em about me, brown baby, when you reach Tennessee, in the town where I'm longing to be. More than few hungry hearts longing for those southern parts, wish they had what it takes to go home. Every chick, every child greets you with a welcome smile, but in the wake of your good time, think of me. 'Cause what goes up must come down. Soon I'll be 6 feet bound. When you reach Tennessee, tell about me." Bye. wonder what you'll say. I wonder what you'll do. You've been so unkind. I'm going away to worry you off my mind. You'll need me when I'm long gone. When some other mama will be treating you wrong, then you'll miss all that good loving you had. That's a time that I'll be feeling glad. You think that you're acting smart, always trying to break some loving sweet mama's heart. But you'll miss me just as sure as you're born. And when you need me, I'll be long gone. I'll be long gone. They call you the thief with a heart of stone. Who'll be your keeper when you're left alone? Breaking hearts, your best bet. Look out, old dear, they're gonna get you yet. You love them and then you drop them to suit your will. But Mr. Rudolph Vasolino, you're gonna get your fill. Here's a little lesson that I think you might want to learn. If you play with fire, why, you're bound to get burned. So don't think that you're acting smart. You're playing right in my hand. You ain't breaking my heart. But you'll miss me just as sure as you bone. And the very time you need me, I'll be long gone. Don't think the birds will sing all the time. Ha! I'll be gone.
Ethel Waters, 10th session in our series, 10th session in her career. From March 25th, 1924. And again, this is on the Paramount label. That sounded pretty good for a Paramount. We had Tell Them About Me When I Get to Tennessee, and then You'll Need Me When I'm Long Gone. Joe Smith on trumpet and Pearl Wright on piano. Let's see, there's like next week there'll be one more session for Paramount. Then she'll switch over to Vocalion. And the week after that, she'll go to Columbia, which is where she stayed until the mid to late 1930s. So, and you can tell she's beginning to come alive. I think we see the Ethel Waters that you would see on stage now in the studio, sort of performing. She swings and she's got a real lilt to what she's doing here. We'll do it again next week. Hey, in the time that we've got left, how about, I couldn't find a whole gospel set of gambling themes, but I did find several sermons against gambling. How about this one? The Reverend J.C. Burnett and the Gambler's Doom, from his very first recording session.
This morning, payday, Jesus said, and Revelation, the 22nd and 12th verse, that he's coming with his reward, and the reward simply means to pay off. And he's going to pay off the world. Every gambler, every drunken liar.
Amen.
I see that the gambler standing with his cards in his hand.
Yes.
Represents the 52 cards. And the deck represents the 52 weeks in a year.
Yes.
And the 365 spots on the card represent the 365 days in a year.
Yes.
And the highest card, my friend, is the 8th, represent one God high over all.
Yes.
And the 2th represents Jesus, Lord. You would seek me, Lord, you would find me.
Yes.
And the 3 represent the 3 Godheads in the Trinity.
Yes.
God the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And the 4th part represents the 4 gospel writers.
All right,
okay. Oh, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Yes,
and the 5th part represents...
Yes.
Yes. He told Moses he would be with him in the sick trial. And he sent me no wife for saying when the eighth part represented, the eighth people were saved in when the nine represented, when Jesus went to Canaan of Galilee and turned water to wine. When the ten represents the tenth virgin and five was foolish and five were wise. When the Jesus Joel Jack represents Jesus rode a sack from Bethany to the
Lord.
And the ten represent Jesus. Said in Revelation he was King of Kings. And he was Lord of Lords.
Amen.
I hear him say. And the fourth queen, the first one, represents Mary, the mother of Jesus. And the second represents Queen Esther. Because she saved the nation of people. And the third represents the queen of Sheba's coming. And the other one's part of the wisdom of Solomon. And the fourth represents
All right, the Reverend J.C. Burnett and congregation. The Gambler's Doom from September 1927 on Columbia, his very first recording session. And those were sisters Odette and Ethel with him, Reverend J.C. Burnett. We're going to pause, identify the station. We'll be back with our number three. Remember, we're gambling this week. We'll do it all in the pre-war years next hour.